neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Pasuk Birkat Kohanim, Yisa Hashem Panav, Elecha Vichuneka. So in Gemara Berachot discusses this special bracha. Yisa Hashem means... What does it mean? Yisa means that he will do you favor. Persian, they call it Partibazi. So Gemara brings a discussion between angels and Ribono Shel Olam that the angels complained. They came to Hashem and they said, in your Torah says, Lo Yisa Panim, that Hashem will not give discount. Lo Yisa Panim. So how come here he says that the Kohanim, they're blessing us that Hashem will give you a discount. You follow the contradiction. In the Torah says, Hashem, there's no way that will let you go easy. He's not going to give you a discount. Lo yisapani. But here, the Kohanim, every day they tell us, no, we wish for you that Yisa Hashem panav elecha vichuneka, that Hashem will do party bazi for you. Yeah, there's no doubt, but the contradiction doesn't work. Because at one place it says that Hashem is not going to do it. But here the Kohanim, actually, they're going against it.
All of them at shopping center, you go buying things also, they put the price on it, but you still ask for this.
Yeah, but that's a Jewish way. Not everybody does that.
The Kohanim belong to the Jews.
What's the answer? So Hashem Yidbarach told the angels, how could I not? Because I've written in my Torah, V'acharta v'savata u'verachta. What does it mean?
Eat and drink and bless.
It says, V'acharta v'savata u'verachta Hashem Elokecha. So now, it says, you have to eat and bless Hashem. So how much we need to eat to bless Hashem? What is v'savata means?
Satiated.
No, how much of bread we need to eat to bless Hashem? So v'achalta v'savata. So the requirement that Hashem expects from us, how much of bread is it? How much is it? 60. So Hashem says, v'achalta, eat and you'll be satisfied and bless me. How much? 60. So that means less than 60, Hashem is not expecting that you bless him. Good?
Yeah.
You follow?
No.
Yes.
He says in the Torah, till now you understand the sevi'a, anytime that you see this term, it means 60 grams. So now Hashem is responding to the angel, says, I wrote in my Torah 60 grams, but they go behind the halacha. That means even though that they eat 30 gram, they still bless me. So Hashem told the angels, look at my children. Even that they are not really satisfied. 30 gram, what is it, 30 gram? Half a pita. But they're so appreciative that by eating even 30 gram, they bless me. So I should not do party bazi. They doing party bazi. They're going out of their way and they're discounting from what they should be satisfied. But they see they're not satisfied, but they say they're blessed. So Gera explains this Gemara and says, what does this Gemara mean? Well, what does it exactly mean? That they eat 30 gram and then even they're not satisfied, they bless you, Ribono Shel Olam. Do they have enough bread to eat or they don't have enough bread?
They have? Yeah.
So they eat more. Why can't they eat 30 grams?
That's the whole point. It's the fact that you do a little bit.
And grass is a very beautiful thing. The grass, Zatzal says that, you know what's happening here in this discussion that Ribono Shel Olam has with the angels? Hashem says, I know they have, and they can eat even more than 60 grams. But, you know what they do? They must eat 60 grams to bless me, to say, Bikal Amazon. But now, what's the point here? They have even more than 60 grams. What do? The people that they have in table, they don't have bread. So what do? They share the bread to other people. So everybody will have at least 30 grams bread to be able to say Zimun. So Ribono Shel Olam says, I said in my Torah, Lo Yisapanim, I'm not going to give you discount. But the Kohanim, when they go to Duchan, they say, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Why? Because the reason that you eat not Kedesh Seviyah, that is enough. You know why you're not eating enough? Why? Because the share that you have to eat, you give it to other people. That's why Hashem, it goes out of his way, and he's not expecting you exactly what he is commanding you. So that means there is a remedy here, that anytime that even though that you can eat, you can be satisfied, you know, more than that what you might eat, but you give it to other people and try to satisfy other people at least, to do kindness to other people, then that would cause that Hashem would not be so strict to you. And that's what exactly the Birkat Kohanim that reminds us on a daily basis. Even though the Ribono Shel Olam says, Lo Yisa Panim, but still, because we go out of our way and try to be satisfied to the minimum and make other people happy, so Hashem Barach will come lenient to us. Hashem is like, you know, we always have the panim sohagot of Ribono Shel Olam. Say Yeshua, the Sola Tova, the Zad Hashem. Amen. Koilani Shomote, Halelko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shomote, Halelko Haleluko, Koilani Shomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.